There's a theme every week. The theme this week is peace. Last week we talked about hope. Today is peace. This is not an accident. We didn't run out. Traditionally, the next week we'll be talking about joy, and not joy under down, but the characteristic of joy. We'll be talking about that next week, and then the last week is love. And then I want to remind you, on Christmas Eve, we will have a Christmas Eve candlelight service, and it will be at 6 o'clock here at the building. We're not sure if we're going to do it in here or in the gym yet, but it's going to be good. Our children are working on some lines and some songs, so all the kids will be involved in that, so make sure you do that. Now, other announcements that need to be made. Number one, next Sunday at 6 p.m., there is going to be a Christmas party for the ambassadors and the youth. For you guys in between, sorry, Charlie. All right. We're going to have a party together. It's going to be a lot of fun, and some challenges between the generations there. So you can talk to your name, Judy? Judy. Talk to Judy about that if you're interested, and we're going to have some prizes and some desserts. It's just going to be a fun time together as a Christmas party. So that's good. And then on the 31st, middle school, high school, we are going to have a New Year's Eve from 7 to 12. So you need to come to that. Union Christian Church is taking part with us, and maybe some other churches in the area, but Union is bringing their youth band over here. Many of you might remember a guy named John Wagner. Years and years ago, John was a youth minister here, and he is the senior minister over there. But this week, Colleen and Jessica and I got to go over and visit with them and do some planning. So it's going to be a big event. So those are the things going on. Also, most importantly, next Sunday morning, we're going to talk about joy. But next Sunday morning, we are going to be looking at 2020. What God is going to do here, and we are going to just have 2020 vision. Colleen Waymire. Okay, she came up with that. All right. She's been waiting all her life for 2020, so we could say that. So next Sunday morning, during the time here, we're going to just talk about some of our plans and dreams and look at what God's going to do through our church next week. And then after that, it's going to be a worship service centered around what God's going to do this next year. But after that too, they'll be handing out some of the finances. The finance team has done a great job of putting forth a budget for next year, trying to get ahead of that. You know, I usually put my budget together for the year in about November, and I under budget every year. But we're ahead on that, so we're going to share that with you. So it's going to be a great worship service, but also kind of a partners update meeting, because we don't have members, we have partners. Because members mean, what do I get? Partners say, what do I do? And we're all in this together. Amen? So today, because of our setup, you have these things called papers. How many have your song sheets? All right, where you can read those. If you don't know the words, you'll probably still go to heaven. But many of these, you'll know a lot of the words to these songs. But we're going to worship together. We're going to talk about peace. It's going to be an awesome Sunday. We're glad you're here. And let's stand. All right? Let's stand up. We're going to greet each other at the end of service, okay? All right? Because we're right here, and it's very peaceful right now. So we're going to go right into our worship. So you guys ready? I'm going to pray. Then we're going to worship together. Father in heaven, I thank you for today. I thank you for the opportunity we have to come here together as your family to gather. Father, I thank you for the things that you are doing in our life and through this body of believers. I pray right now that you would bless this time, that I know we have been here a lot and maybe a little tired, or our Father, we have a lot of other things going on. But right now, we want to stop and we want to worship you. We thank you that you loved us so much that you became one of us, and we can celebrate that. Pray this all in the name of Jesus. Amen.